The research really shows that reaching kids at the earliest possible level is where you're going to have the most effect. So we really try to work with those infants and toddlers and parents and trying to get those interventions and things set in earlier on in those families' lives, because the more you can do that, the better off they're going to be in the long run.
Maureen Rosato is the education director for 11 Head Start sites in Itasca and Couchiching counties. Nationwide, Head Start is a federal program that provides early childhood education for children from poor families. But in Itasca County, Head Start is part of a unique collaboration between four school districts, Itasca Community College, County Social Services, and the Blandon Foundation. Since 2005, these organizations have combined their resources to become a countywide program called Invest Early.
Hi, guys. Fantastic.
Teachers in this Invest Early classroom are getting about a dozen toddlers in their snowsuits. They're about to hit the playground. These kids range from 16 months to 3 years old. Cute, charming, adorable, heartwarming. They give you all those feelings and impressions at once. Visitors like me probably wouldn't guess that many of these children come from poor families, single parent, and foster homes.
Henry, what's wrong? Are you getting ready to go outside?
Yeah.
You are? That's a good thing.
Teacher Alan Gordon is getting 2-year-old Henry Furman ready to go outside. Henry and his older brother Hunter were in a foster home when they were enrolled in this early childhood education program about a year and a half ago. Their father, Travis, was serving a 57-month sentence for possessing and selling methamphetamines. Their mother, Sulamita, was high on meth when she was arrested. And since then, Sulamita, or Suli to her friends, has gone through the Itasca County Wellness Court and has been drug-free for almost 2 years. Travis was paroled last December, and Suli says that since their arrest, she, her husband, and the kids have come a long way.
My son was 5 years old. He was very behind as kind of the collateral damage of using and drug abuse. He was very behind in his reading and kindergarten readiness. He was five at the time. He was enrolled in Invest Early almost immediately through a summer program. My infant son, who was only 2.5, 3 months old at that time, was put on a waiting list, and he got into the program when he was roughly about 6 months old. Even though a case was still looming over our heads at that point in time, and my husband's trial, all of that was still looming over our heads. They incorporated us into all of the different assessments. They made us feel a part of everything that was taking place at that point in time so that we could understand what was taking place with the kids.
And I wonder what your first thoughts were when they said, we're going to put your kids in this program. Were you scared?
Absolutely, I was scared. The kids had had exposure to drug use. So I didn't know exactly how that had affected them mentally, emotionally, socially, physically, developmentally. The baby was dealing with some developmental issues. They never passed any judgment. They just did whatever they needed to make sure that the baby's needs were met and that my five-year-old's needs were met. They immersed the five-year-old into all kinds of programs that would help them with kindergarten readiness through their summer program, and then again through a pre-kindergarten program. And with the baby, they had different specialists that would come in and do strengthening exercises to help them learn to roll over, to crawl. This became part of their regular routine. Today, my 7-year-old is in kindergarten learning how to read, and the smallest one, he is 2, and he is absolutely hitting every milestone that he should be developmentally.
Tell us what happens in Henry's school day. What's it like for him every day?
Well, one of the neatest things that I get to see in his day is when I bring him in the morning, he's always happy to show up. He's happy to see his friends. That's what we call everybody. Are you ready to go play with your friends? And so he's happy to show up for his day. I don't have to leave him kicking or screaming or crying. And just the same, at the end of the day, he's happy to be picked up. He says goodbye. When I have spent time here during his days, his routine is very consistent. They come in the morning, they sit down, have a little bit of breakfast, play with their friends. The day will include anything from being in the gym, being outside, to learning through play. The amount of social skills that he has learned, the please, the thank yous, even washing his hands, rolling up his sleeves to wash his hands. This is really impressive and just absolutely cute. He's a polite little guy.
When Suli arrived for our interview, she was greeted with a hug from teacher Colleen Bishop. Colleen was one of Henry's teachers and caregivers when he was an infant. Suli says what she appreciates most was how the teachers and staff have become her friends.
They were absolutely incredible. They were compassionate with everything that we were going through. They focused on the kids. They focused on what they needed in order to be able to grow developmentally. They were available to me during the hours that I was working. If ever I was running a half hour late or needed to be here an hour early, they were very flexible with that. They assisted with a number of things from being just a resource to diapers. I was able to be very open with each and every single one of the staff members about and any assessments that had taken place as far as what had happened with the kids. So just to be able to be open and honest without any judgment like that, it was an incredible thing for me.
What did it mean to you financially?
I am certain beyond a shadow of a doubt that I could not have made it as a single parent this last 15, 18 months had it not been for the financial support that Investor Lee provides. Just because daycare costs for an infant are really high. And it's difficult. It's difficult to stay on top of, not to mention all the other costs that you have as a family. The scholarships that they provided, the behind-the-scenes paperwork that they would put together to send in to, you know, get the grants and scholarships that they need in order to make this happen have been a tremendous blessing.
Jan Reindl was an early childhood teacher in the Deer River schools for 20 years. Now she's the director of Invest Early. She says early childhood education, especially for children at risk, is more important now than ever.
Families need support. We came from times where families all kind of were together, and we've moved away from that. You have a lot of people struggling and doing it on their own, and frankly, our premise is that parents are the first and most important educators of their children, but everyone needs support. What's happening today economically, what's happening today socially with families, this helps to provide that support.